Saturday night out at Combank Stadium, the Matildas play Brazil. Isn't it great to finally get this back on the pitch and start talking about what's going to happen in the game? It's a 7:50 p.m. kickoff tomorrow night for full match coverage right here on SEN. Join us at 7 o'clock. Adam Peacock and Leah Blaney will be on air from 7 and taking you through. And Leah, the young Matildas coach, is on the line. Good morning, Leah.
Good morning.
How are you today? And isn't it great to be able to talk about football coming back on the pitch, about on-field issues rather than off?
Yeah, look, it's a really, really exciting time for, you know, football fans as well as our whole country, given that we've got a return to sport and the New South Wales government has done an excellent job in, you know, allowing, 22,500 capacity in the stadium tomorrow night. So I imagine that the atmosphere will be electric.
And do you imagine that the support for the Matildas obviously is always there, but for all the controversies, Leah, and the drama and what's been going on off the field, I think quite often people see this and they see that there's a problem, but they also see that the players in particular need support. I get the feeling that there'll be a lot of love for the Matildas out there tomorrow night.
Yeah, look, I imagine so. In anything, support is key. And as the girls walk out on the pitch tomorrow night, I'm sure they'll be feeling the love all around the country.
Yeah, and like I say, once you're on the pitch, that's where the focus starts. So you're looking forward to being side-by-side with Adam on the commentary and from 7 o'clock?
Yes, very much so. to date, I've enjoyed working with Adam. And again, just the fact that we'll both be in a stadium and able to watch a return to sport is something that's going to be fantastic.
But when you're the young Matildas coach, how do you then view, do you look at the game analytically? Do you look at it as a fan? Do you look at it, I'm just interested to see how you see it through your eyes when you've got a headset on, you're trying to commentate, yet there'd be so much going on.
Yeah, look, it's always an exciting occasion. There's currently a fair few of our young Matildas cohort that are up in Matildas camp at the moment and that have recently got a bit of game time in Kyra Cootie Cross and Charlotte Grant made her debut, obviously, against Ireland and young Courtney Nevin. So, look, there's definitely that excitement. Does it maybe at times make me a little bit more critical of those girls, given you spend so much time with them and you have a massive belief and know what they're capable of. So, I think you sort of have a foot either side and you're excited to watch them play, but there's also that position of being objective and analytical towards them at times. I'm comfortable with that.
Yeah, that's where you say to them, hey, I'm not only watching, but I'm commentating as well. So be on your absolute A game. It's probably a great way for you to act as a coach and just, you know, get some of your girls in shape and make sure that they're performing. We think of Brazil in world football, Leah, and we think powerhouses. And that's obviously the case. However, when it comes to Brazil versus the Matildas, we've had the wood on them for the last 5 years. Why is that?
Yeah, look, I think Brazil have gone through a bit of a rebuilding period as well. If you look at their current squad, it's a good mix of probably more experienced players like Marta, and it's going to be fantastic to watch her on Australian soil again. What a player, and what an asset to the game she's been and continues to be. So I think they've gone through a bit of a rebuild. They've had a few changes in coaching personnel during that time. It seems to be that they've stabilised more recently in terms of their squad and, you know, the type of football they're playing. They've got some really creative, clever individuals. And that's what's so good about Gustafsson scheduling these games, that we're playing unique opponents. We're playing a variety of styles. So certainly look forward to seeing Brazil tomorrow. We know they're going to have a lot of individual skill, a lot of creativity, and it's a good matchup for us.
But then on the Australian side too, how big of a boost is it to have the players like Emily Carpenter, Emily Van Egmond, Caitlin Ford, Kaya Simon all returning?
Yeah, it's immense. It's immense for that group. You know, the three players you've just mentioned, Ellie Carpenter's, you know, still very young age-wise, but has a tremendous amount of experience playing for the Matildas, but also with international football, playing with the club she does in France, in terms of the quality of mature players she has around her every single day in a training environment. So, you know, every time Ellie comes back into the Matildas, she's grown another leg just from those experiences. It's fantastic. Mm.
Yeah, it's awesome. All right, 7 o'clock is full match coverage kickoff right here on SEN. See if you can outstat Peacock tomorrow night. Take a stat that he doesn't know.
I'll be working hard today to come up with something, don't worry. I'm competitive.
Yeah, I pictured that one. Throw him off his game straight away. Good on you, Leah. Great to catch up. Enjoy tomorrow night.
Thank you.
Leah Blaney there, young Matildas coach, of course. She will be commentating with Adam for Matildas v Brazil. So it's the first of two friendly games. The first matchup, in fact, between the two sides since 2019 at the World Cup. And Australia won that 3-2. Brazil went out in the quarterfinal stage at Tokyo 20. And like I said, they haven't won a game over the Matildas since 2016. Ellie Carpenter, Emily Van Egmond as well, back in there, and Briley Henry, the 18-year-old Western Sydney Wanderer, called into the squad as well. So make sure you're tuned in tomorrow right here on the SEN Network, 7 o'clock, for a 7:50 kickoff with Adam Peacock and Leah Blaney.